Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day, all of you, and it's a good day when you get up and feel good and go ahead with what your plans are for the day. That's a good day, let me tell you. We have to put aside all of the trivial problems. Wait a minute. Are these trivial? What's going on in our country? I reflect on it every day, but I just think, you know, I always say it's a scandal a day with Barry Soltero, Barack Hussein Obama. And just to update you, because a lot of this goes below the radar. It goes below the radar because the left-wing press, as jaded as they are, won't report on it. So let me just give you three facts. There's a bill underway to force, and I know this, for those of you who can remember back to busing in Boston and segregation, you can consider this segregation if you want. You can be a proponent of diversity. I'm not a proponent of diversity, only by quality of people and talent, not by necessity. It's the equivalent to affirmative action. But there's a bill underway to establish housing for people of lower income or unable to secure any kind of earnings, to have neighborhoods in the sense of equality, to have neighborhoods in the sense of social justice. So if you live in Beverly Hills, for example, one of my favorite places, I haven't been there in years, but if you live in Beverly Hills, and let's bring in low-income housing, let's disturb the continuity and the culture of the neighborhood. That's what Barack Obama is looking to do. Tell me he's on not an intentional destructive course for this country. What else is Barry Obama doing? It's every day he's trying to fit in as much as he can before the end of his 8-year term. Believe me, there won't be any end. There won't be any end to his 8-year term. Releasing prisoners every single day, and now we're finding out more and more these prisoners are going at Guantanamo in our jails. They're going back to fight and kill Americans. That's justice. Did it add any interest to fairness so that we can provide jobs and equality for them? Sorry about that. That's one of the great attractions of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz as well, is that we're not going to take this crap anymore. How about yesterday, you know, Obama getting out there and yesterday and the day before having a press conference about if you live somewhere and these radical violators of the law want to live in the same building with you, they shouldn't be denied that privilege. And he's talking about making this a crime. How heinous is this? How despicable is this? And more than what Barack Obama is doing, because most of us know what he is and what his goals are. Again, no outcry, below the radar, nothing done, and pure and absolute disgust. So what do we have to rectify the situation? We have two races going on that are now in sheer pandemonium. disarray. Not only the triangle, and I hate to even bring Kasich into it because I wish that guy would just take a walk. He's won one state out of, what, 33, and he thinks he's justified in overcoming the popular vote to be president. I've grown to dislike John Kasich because he's upsetting the whole process. Step away so that we can get a clear winner, but he's just in there enough. I don't mean like the days of William Simon or Ralph Nader or Ross Perot as a third-party candidate, well-intended. I mean as a disruptor because he, John Kasich, isn't getting his due. He hasn't earned it. The American people don't support him. But the American people aren't going to support what's going to happen at a brokered convention because I believe with Cruz's win in Wisconsin, and I'm sure Trump will blow him away in New York, all of these candidates make mistakes. I mean, Trump continues to make these terrible mistakes. He could have had everything sewed up by now. But he is who he is. And he just, there's no self-control. It's made him successful over these four decades plus. He is who he is. You ever try to change the stripes or the dots on a leopard or a jaguar or a tiger? You can't. You can't do it. And Trump is what Trump is. Trump's wife knows it. I think she's an absolutely lovely, bright, articulate, beautiful person. Nobody can rein in Donald Trump. Nobody can control Donald Trump. He's his own worst enemy. He believes in eliminating all his foes, and he's done it. He's humiliated all of them. And I'm not unhappy about that because I am no fan of any of those candidates who ran. I mean, there are a couple whom I like a little bit. I like Mike Huckabee's. I've had him on the show. I don't really dislike Chris Christie, although I think Chris Christie is not the man's man, the bravado that he has put forth. And that now he's crawling on his hands and knees to be maybe attorney general if Trump gets in. Soul selling is what I call it. So Trump continues taking advantage. Taking advantage of a remark Ted Cruz made. Now, it was a dumb statement by Ted Cruz. You get up and you talk enough, you're going to make dumb statements talking about, you know, typical New York mentality or whatever it is, that values of New York. Shouldn't have said it. But when he said it, he didn't mean for it to be taken out of context. What he meant, and it's quite obvious, I mean, it would take an idiot, and Trump and Cruz is no idiot. None of these people are stupid enough to knock the entire population of a state, but it appears is that it has been construed as such so that he got the Bronx jeers, not the Bronx cheers. That is Ted Cruz in the Bronx yesterday and drew less than 100 people while Trump continues to draw thousands and thousands and thousands. Trump capitalizing on a soundbite, and Trump doesn't like it when his soundbites are taken out of context. But guess what? This is a dirty game, politics. And if you're in it, you've got to play dirty. I mean, I understand that. You've got to play dirty or you can't win it. Just, you know, as recently as Mitt Romney. Ask Mitt Romney. So, and this is something Bernie Sanders is now learning. He's learning it, but he's not quite getting into the same gutter that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton find themselves in and find themselves extremely comfortable in. Cruz cannot win this. It's basically it. He will be officially out of this. Well, officially until the delegate chase goes on in the convention center and the broken convention, and we find out how much value there is with what each candidate's holding, and that includes John Kasich and Marco Rubio, and what is it they can buy to get out of it. This should be right up Trump's alley, except that he should be in a position where he had to negotiate because he had this one hands down. And honestly, at this point, I don't care whether it's Cruz or Trump, in the sense that the goal is to defeat Hillary Clinton. The perspective and the direction of all of this has been lost by these politicians who have become so wrapped up and consumed in this one-to-one war within their own party that what's been left of the Republican Party, even the remnants, are now being destroyed. And the broken convention, a bad deal. A bad deal. The public will revolt if someone is put in here who was not approved by the populace, and that's Paul Ryan. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to show their anger and their frustration. They won't turn out to vote. And in their blindness, and I'm going to blame the American people, in their blindness, they're going to hand over this election to Hillary again, unless she ends up in one of those orange jumpsuits behind bars. And still don't know 100%, but it appears that her crimes are of such magnitude, especially with those 22 secretive documents, that there should be no way she should get out of this. However, this is now the United States of socialism. It's kind of a Bernie's alley. Difference is, and in a very strange way, Bernie Sanders is likable. I mean, his ideas, his view on race, his ideas on the economy, I mean, they're just so out of touch with the general view of the American public. They've never worked before in history. And then you've got the evil clandestine Hillary Clinton, who I think is losing it, as is Bill Clinton. They don't. Hillary never had the savvy of a politician or the personality, but she's making these statements on abortion as she goes out there every day. And Bernie Sanders has won 6 out of the last 7, has declared war. This is a war on both sides of it, and it's not over. So before we begin the assumption that it'll be Trump against Hillary Clinton, I think we kind of have to sit back and take a close look at this and realize that there are deterrents in the paths of all of the candidates. I guess I can't find any word better than to say this is it's remarkable. Remarkable what's happened to the process in this country when you think of dignified individuals. And I'm still, the jury's out on Ted Cruz. I don't care that he's hated. He's a conservative. I support that. We're coming back after a break.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I think my garden is cursed.
I told Dominic Miracle-Gro garden soil with moisture control helps gardens flourish and protects against over and under watering.
Ace is the place where a miracle cancels out a curse.
Now through Monday, don't miss over $250 in instant savings on select products throughout the store, including our best brands like Miracle-Gro. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store through April 11th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart. Asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
Now, foreign policy is in total disarray. You have an erosion of military readiness. We get a little bit of an echo here, Tim. An erosion of readiness in terms of our military, and it's insidious. That's what it is. The events over the past 7 years that have been initiated by Barack Obama have led, obviously, to the conclusion that the United States is no longer the world's leader. And there is a golden opportunity for all of our adversaries and even our semi-friends or our pseudo-friends to form alliances and represent a threat to us in the future. If you want to talk about the success or the failure of this president, it's pretty, pretty clear cut. If you're with me and you understand and love America and love our Constitution, our founding forefathers, the principles and the freedoms that this country has been built on, he is an abject failure on a scale of 1 to 10. He's a 0. If you are from the school of Saul Alinsky, if you're a strong Muslim Brotherhood supporter, if you're in denial about Islam being evil, and he took the context, he took the words right out of the President of France's speech, how dare him? If you believe that our government is going to be in control, that illegal immigrants are overrunning this country and bringing diseases and crime and drug cartels here, if you think that actions he's taken with the release of Bo Bergdahl and all of these prisoners, up and down the line, I could spend days talking about it, then he is an abject failure. But if you look at it, in terms of what he has set out to do, he's accomplished an amazing amount. He's transformed the United States of America. But he's transformed it into not positively by correcting things in health care and making it a better life for everyone and not running this like a police state. He's done it in his own image based upon his own background, his own beliefs. Obama has done irreparable damage in 7 years, and when people say, well, he's only got another year to go or 10 months, oh, think of the damage he can do in 10 months. He's looking to ram through everything he can. He's not a lame duck president. Lame duck presidents generally sit back, they don't upset the apple cart, and they just let their time expire. He wants Hillary Clinton to be the extension of his own presidency, and he won't disappear. He may have a house in Chicago and Hawaii and anywhere else. I don't know. He'll have plenty of money to do it, to get $1 million a speech. But he's not getting his dirty hands out of Washington. We have lost our alliances. We have disappointed our friends. We're not respected. And when you start looking at the Boston Marathon, Fort Hood, San Bernardino, and others, they had a couple of things in common. The killers all had communicated on social media with radical jihadists, or had come to the attention of the U.S. And foreign intelligence, or had expressed jihadist beliefs. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, God is great. Gee, there's a common denominator. The attacks were followed by administration's warnings, not about embracing Islamophobia, but considering it a taboo and almost a crime to do it. And after all of these incidents, there was no stepped-up vigilance or effort on the part of the administration. Nothing but sermons, not blaming Islam for inciting these killers, but blaming us, the American people. Islam, and I'm not a military guy, in the right hands, the ISIS, you got to call it ISIL or Daesh if you wanted the administration. None of them in the administration dare call it any Islamic terror. I love it when John Kerry says Daesh. I could throw a brick through the television set. The junior varsity team continues to operate. The extensions of Putin continue to expand. The desires of Iran just go unchecked because no matter what they do, we apologize and we support them. Even at the admission that some of the money is going to go towards terrorism and we didn't expect this to be a perfect outcome. How's that? Who would you rather have negotiating this, Donald Trump or them? Stop before you tell me what a buffoon, what a clown, what a braggadocio, what an egomaniac, Don, self-indulgent. He is. He's all of those. And then ask yourself a question. Who loves America? Hillary? She hates it. Barack Obama? He disdains it. Bernie Sanders? Bernie's a big supporter of Cuba and Russia. He had his honeymoon there. I don't think he ever came back. Then take Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. I maintain that they love this country. I maintain that they will do everything they can, and it may not please a lot of people, but they'll do what they can to get things straightened out. But when you look just at ISIS, for example, you may not be so energized by anger over Islamophobia as enhanced or augmented by the administration's inability to say radical Islam. The Bo Bergdahl swap for five Taliban terrorists will forever live in infamy, and all the lies that followed it. And again, National Security Advisor Susan Rice's praise of the deserter Bo Bergdahl, reinforcing the message that the Obama administration didn't necessarily see Taliban killers as killers or American deserters as deserters, because definitions are absolute concepts. How can you swap five killers for one deserter? We look at our own troops who have fought for this country. I can't think of the Marine's name who was detained and tortured and treated poorly in a Mexican prison. Obama doesn't pay any attention. But give me a traitor like Bergdahl, or give me a Muslim. He is right there for defense, especially on issues of race with Trayvon Martin and a whole list of others. Michael Brown, where he has eulogized them. I mean, they were thugs. They were bad people. But our police are the enemies. So you got Susan Rice, who praised Bergdahl. The global message the Obama administration did, as I mentioned, didn't see the Taliban as killers. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, I may pick this up next week. But it's extremely discouraging. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about more pleasant things when we come back.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview, which I enjoyed very much, with Stu Taylor.
All right, the author, Earl Bob Jr., the name of the book, Orders of Love System, A Structure of My Life. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And here to enjoy, join us with his compelling book, Earl Bob Jr. Earl, welcome. Congratulations on your book. Pleasure to have you on.
Yes, sir.
So, a personal story for you, one that is filled with emotion, filled with heartache, and hopefully a positive ending. What is your book about, and why did you write it?
I wrote it because I was, back in 2003, I was heartbroken. I was trying to commit suicide because I was into a bad relationship with somebody that wasn't good for me. And I kind of turned down my Christian values to do a one-night stand with this lady, and I fell in love with her, but she wasn't good for me, and it caused me my career. And the same girl slept with my roommate, and took all my money, trusted with my money, everything else, gave up my money. And that's the reason why I wrote the book, decided to write the book, the main reason.
Did you have a serious tragic event? I mean, all of these are serious, but did you have one really bad time where you doubted that you could turn your life around?
Yes, sir. That was the event that I didn't have no structure for my stuff. I didn't have no system of stuff that caused me to not have no guide that I should have set down no standards. Because if I didn't have no standards, that's why I fell in that situation. If I had standards and a system of self, I wouldn't fail myself in that situation, sir.
Oh, call me Stu, by the way, Earl.
Stu.
All right. It's Earl Bob Jr., Orders of Love System, A Structure of My Life. What was the turning point, that watershed moment? Was it religious in nature? What allowed you to turn your life around, and when did that occur?
Actually, I turned my life around. I'm a Christian by nature. So, I should have kept my Christian values during that time, because if I would have did that, I wouldn't have been in that situation. I would wait till I got married. And I would did everything that I was supposed to do before I got married, and I wouldn't got myself heartbroken, and I would marry the person. I would knew about the person by having been everything before that happened. I would have been more into what I was supposed to be doing, find the right one. So just going to get the one night stands, and that's one night stand, and thinking they'll fall in love with that first person, not having a system. No.
How is your life right now? You have a wife. Are things well? And how are you maintaining it? You know, in a sense, you can look back and you can talk about abreaction, which is reliving an emotional experience with its full impact, or going back out of remission into behaviors that were not acceptable. Do you have any difficulty leading a good, fulfilled life? And how is it working out with your wife?
We have some challenges and we have some difficulties and stuff like that to go on in life, but we work and do it. I'm not saying this is a perfect book. I'm just saying that it's like a way to get inform people about my experiences and let them know that they could write, they have probably decided to use my ideas and go with their own ideas, of course, to design their own system of stuff, and then they would have a. That would kind of help them prepare. If you're not written down, you know, you got not playing out before you get into a relationship, I believe you fall into a bad situation, I believe, in my personal belief. So you don't have a plan. You don't have a levels plan to get you to plan out what you need to do before you do it. Like having a business plan, like you go on plan for a business before you do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Bob, do you have to... Do you believe you have to love yourself before you can love others and change your nature?
Yes, I totally agree with that. They hit the nail on the nail. I totally agree. You gotta love yourself. You gotta have your own system of self. You gotta put God, go across with God in a way. You gotta put trust in God and Jesus Christ, and put yourself in next. You know, you can't just go into loving somebody else. You don't love yourself. I agree.
Why did you write the book? Was it to help others or to kind of serve as a catharsis for yourself to be able to come to grips with what's happened?
It was for myself originally. It was originally for myself. I said, why not publish it? Because a lot of people don't know about stuff. A few people may not know. So, I mean, there's some people they don't know, man. We're aware about the relationships, you know, and relationship style, how people, what they go do, you know. So I'm just kind of informed. It's kind of to inform, not to persuade. It's kind of inform of what my life was like and how I can overcame it. That moment in time, when I was trying to commit suicide, I didn't think about this beautiful wife I was going to be married. I didn't think about my son I have now. And I mean, I think back in that time, I wish I never met that woman. I'm glad that I'm not married to her. I'm glad that I married this beautiful woman I'm with now, because I learned that by having a plan, that would have me meet this woman right here, because I had that plan, the same plan that I wrote in that book, I had with my wife, and I used it somewhat that style before I met my wife, and I showed it to her. She saw the book before. Y'all saw it, you know, and I used that method, and I found a beautiful woman that treated me right. You know, we have struggles, but she treated me good. She treated me good for the most part.
What was the most difficult part of writing this book, and did you have at any time an experience that said you couldn't go on to finish it because it was too painful?
I have many struggles because this book was actually written in 2003, actually. So I've been having struggles dealing with this situation because it's been very bad to me. You handle that. I lost my career over because of what I made a mistake, and not having a plan for myself. You know, it really hurt. It really does hurt. You know that all this stuff took place. You know, and it hurt so bad that I even wrote a book about it. You know. So it hurt real bad.
Is there something in this book that may make it? You know, I love comeback stories like this and people who are able to regain their dignity and be productive in life. Is there something special or outstanding in this book that may make it different than other books of the same type?
Well, you know, I have a mission and vision statement, you know, that I go by. A mission and vision statement. Because so like they say in Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people will perish, but they keep it the law, happy is he. No, and stuff. And my vision is like, you know, remember family of past, learn from the left, them. Present, right, present. Gather and prepare for self and family success and Christianity for eternity of happiness. Left and right, always strive for future success of self and family of happiness. Now, I have a similar mission that said our family must know our article love system of self prevent and will minimize unexpected crashes in the relationship. By doing this, our family will minimize the hurt of oneself and others. Our family must have written plan to predict possible situation of outcomes of ourselves and consider our partner others love system of self. And let Jesus Christ help guys.
Earl, did you lay this out like you'd lay out a financial statement, assets, liabilities, weigh the two, and then determine where you had to make improvements in your life? Did you analyze it like that?
I analyzed it like from left and right. Like in the military, we were taught left, your left, your left, right, left. it's like a pattern, you know. Your left guy, your right. And at least one mission statement. Well, I did. I took a whole bunch of blank memos. I did subject and purpose. I came up with a subject and a purpose line. And I decided what issues that I may have in my life. And I come up with a plan for it before it happens. So it's kind of like a lover's plan, like, you know, so that you predict what might happen, then you just buy a plan out for it.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from people who have read the book? What have they told you, and has it changed the way you think?
It has changed. Actually, it has changed a lot since the first time I wrote it. You know, from the feedback I got from people, you know, it has changed a lot. Because, you got to also consider the other person's feelings, too. You may have your own feelings, but you got to kind of consider their feelings, too. But you cannot hurt yourself in the process of taking their opinion over your own.
All right. Thanks for bringing your story to the airways. Orders of Love System, A Structure of My Life, Earl Bob Jr., publisher, Tate Publishing. Good luck to you. Continued success,
thanks,
Earl. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll wrap things up right after these messages.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Napa Know How!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa Know How. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum three items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
I miss morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
All right, I'm holding in my hand a book I'm going to give my granddaughter. I love it. I love kids' books that are written so well with great, great illustrations and the warmth and the devotion put into it. Our next guest is Ladine M. Hayes. The name of the book is Rikki Tikki Tavi, The Continuing Saga of Rikki Tikki Tavi, and it is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, and barnesandnoble.com. The Continuing Saga of Rikki Tikki Tavi, as this absolutely continues. Ladine, congratulations. I was just saying how much I love the book. I'm giving it to my granddaughter. It's welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You're quite welcome, Stu.
Tell us about the evolution of this series. For those who aren't familiar with Rikki Tikki Tavi, what has been done in the past, what the book is about, and what you're looking forward to continuing.
Absolutely. I was 9 years old when I read the story, and it ended with a battle. This is a story of a mongoose that killed two king cobras to protect his family. Well, he was able to kill one and destroy most of the eggs before he had to fight the second cobra. And when he had to fight the second cobra, Nagaina stole the last egg and she took off with it. And Rikki saved the day. He killed her. But she had gone into her burrow. And when Rikki popped out, he said, Nagaina is dead. She'll never fight again. Well, in my 9-year-old mind, I was thinking, well, what happened to that last egg? So I studied, I looked, I searched, and I could not find anything else on the story of Nagaina and Rikki Tikki Tavi. So 49 years later, I got mad and I decided that I was going to find out what happened to it. So I was going to write the story. So between the Lord and me, we came up with the continuing saga of Rikki Tikki Tavi, which picks up where the original one left off.
And I'm just guessing this isn't the last one. You're going to continue with this as a series.
Yes, sir. I actually released book number 2 last October, so I'm working on that one.
Do you feel that in order to write this book, you actually went back to those days when you were 9 years old so that you were, even though you were much more proficient, articulate, knowledgeable, et cetera, you were almost writing this as a 9-year-old girl?
I have a collection of a lot of writings that I did. I had asthma very bad as a child, and I could not go out and play with my brother and sisters. So I became introverted, and I read a lot, and I discovered that I could write. And so that was my escape into another world. So I became very interested in reading and writing. And then Rikki Tikki was introduced when I was in the fourth grade, and he stayed with me.
I love this book, and I'm thumbing through it as we talk. It's got some great illustrations. Who did the illustrations? Did you do them?
No, sir. That was part of my association with Tech Publishing. They gave me the contract, and everything in the book, though, had to be approved before it was released. But, yes, they assigned me an illustrator and took it from there.
You got one heck of an illustrator from Tate, I'll tell you that.
I think she was just great, too.
The Continuing Saga of Ricky Tikki Tavi, and it's by Ladine M. Hayes. What's the age group you're trying to reach with this book?
At first I would say it's a children's book, but the older I get and the more I look at it, because I saw a cartoon, an animation on it, and I thought, this is a young adult. But my grandchildren was much younger than 9 years old, and they enjoyed it. So I would say for it to be understandable, I'd start at the fourth grade, so that would be around 8, 9 year olds. On up to adults like you and me.
Ladine, I'm sure that there's been a positive response from those older than the 8, 9, 10-year-old age brackets. But you know what's most important? What kind of a reaction have you gotten for the group that you targeted this book for? What do they say about this book?
I tell you, the first time I had a book signing in my hometown, the mother of a 14-year-old was so excited. She bought two. She said, My daughter is going to love this, because she says, Mom, I'm tired of reading this stuff that has profanity and sex and violence in it. And she says, I remember Ricky Tikki Tavi, and I'm going to get a book for her, and I'm going to get a book for me. And I will never forget that. And my age group, you know and remember Ricky Tikki Tavi, and they buy the books for themselves. And these are 40, 50, and 60-year-olds. They buy the books for themselves and introduce it to their children also. And the original story is still in the library. It's still in the literature books in North Carolina that I know of.
What are the lessons you want kids to take from this book? I mean, obviously, you write books for entertainment to get their attention. It's not easy to get someone's attention at that. It's not easy to get an adult's attention. But what message or messages would you like these kids to take away from the book?
I know that when I have done interviews and talked with book signings, children ask me the same thing, and I simply tell them that if there's something they want to do, just do it. I like to write, and I wanted to become an author, and that's what happened. I said, so if they take anything from the book, is that you can do anything. The basis of my book is Matthew 7:7, which says that if you ask and believe, you shall receive. And Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's how I got through this, because I did not have a clue what I was doing, Stu. I just knew I wanted to do it. And so I just like to make sure that they know it's a positive thing to just do it. Don't let anything stop you. Just do it.
Ladine, you brought in the aspect of religion. Would you categorize this in the category of religion? Was it written as an entertainment book to kind of reflect on religion, faith, spirit? What do you have to say about that?
I think the world has gotten away from believing in God and believing that all things are possible. And yes, I like to think that my book is a wholesome book, because it's not advocating or supporting anything other than getting married before you have children and taking care of your family and not leaving them and forgetting them. There is not profanity in my book. There is not lewdness and lascivious behavior. It's in structure like the Bible. It's in order. You meet, in my book, Ricky meets another mongoose, and they fall in love, and they get married, and then their children come along. So I think
I love what you're doing, and this book is a keeper. I'm keeping it. Ricky Tikki Tavi, it's actually the continuing saga of Ricky Tikki Tavi, published, written by Ladine Hayes, published by Tate Publishing. It's been a real joy having you on. With continued success, I hope we get to do this again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. And I want to thank everyone for listening. See you here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.